He's reminding those who once knew all things. And the word once here, by the way, is the exact same word like the faith delivered once to the saints. Once here means once and for all. So the Lord is talking to us as those who once and for all knew all things. Wait a second. Andrew, right? Do you consider yourself somebody that this applies to? Would you consider yourself somebody that knows all things? No. I appreciate your honesty. How about you? No? How about you? I hope I'm not making you angry. I'm out of state. Would you consider yourself to know all things? How about you? How many of us don't consider ourselves like we know all things? Raise your hand. If you don't raise it, I know you. I'm going to ask you if you know all things. Okay. But the Bible says we know all things. Do we know all things or not? Challenge the status quo. Challenge the habits. Challenge the imitation. Challenge the unreal. Challenge the misconceptions, the myth. Challenge the things that we just inherited and we don't even know where it came from. Yes, we know all things. I just said to you, we have the eternal life. Do you believe me or not? Did I give it to you? Who gave you the eternal life? Do you have eternal life? Do you have the life of God? Can you know God? You know everything. You know all what you need for every step of your way in life. You know everything you need to live free. You know everything you need to live, to serve and worship and obey and honor God every single day till you see Him. We have no excuse, brothers and sisters. We have no excuse. There is no excuse. You cannot say, I didn't know it. You cannot say, I was not aware. You cannot say, I wish if somebody told me. You cannot say, where were you last year when I was all by myself? You cannot say, my circumstances were so difficult, this is the only thing that I was able to do. We can't say that. We have the power of God on our side and the knowledge of God that He gave freely to us. And we have His Word and we have the Holy Spirit in us. The verse that I shared with you earlier about the children in the family of God, the babes in the family of God, they have the Holy Spirit in them and they know all things. You cannot be fooled. You cannot be deceived. You cannot follow the wrong master. There's no excuse unless we choose to do so. The people who live today in what is called the Christian world, they chose to believe the falsehood. They chose to believe the falsehood. This is why their judgment in the future will be that God will send them the work of lie. Because this is what they chose. Okay, that's, to me, again, a little bit difficult. What do you mean by this? Like, I cannot do mistakes, I cannot... No, we do mistakes. We may fall in sin, but we have no excuse living in it. Right? Do you agree? We may lose our trust in the Lord in a day, like the disciples did. But we have no excuse living a life that doesn't trust in the Lord. We have no excuse leading a wrong path, but we may fall in the right path and we stand up again. What guarantees that I am in the right path? The voice of the shepherd. The voice of the shepherd. Now I mentioned earlier talking about the eternal life. Talking about knowing him as the shepherd who's going to give us the eternal life. And I started talking about the manifestation of that life. And we didn't have a chance to continue to make this a little bit more clear. I mentioned that it's the life of God and it enables us to be in a relationship with God, have fellowship with him. But what is the manifestation of that life? We mentioned the verse in 1 John chapter 1 about the Lord Jesus, that he is the word of life. What does that mean? The word meaning manifestation of, declaration of, revelation of. He is the declaration, the manifestation of life. The life that was with the Father and manifested to us. We saw it when we saw him. If you want to know what is the eternal life, 1 John 5:20 again says, he is the true God and eternal life. He is the eternal life. He is the manifestation of the eternal life. The way he spoke, the way he acted, the things he did, the things that he was thinking about. If we live with him, brothers and sisters, we will think of what he thinks about today. I don't want you to think about only his life 2,000 years ago, but his life today. He is alive. He is with us. He's still serving. He's still looking for those who are in need. He's still showing his love. He's still showing his mercy. He's still the same Lord Jesus Christ. Yesterday, today, and forever. If you have a chance to walk with him today, would you make a trip to Israel? Or you walk with him now? That's eternal life. Eternal life. I just want you to think about this. If you please give me your attention for 1 second. I want you to close your eyes. Close your eyes. Because I don't want you to look at me or anybody else. Just close your eyes. And just think of this concept for 1 second. You can actually now, as you're sitting in this place, now, know how God feels about us now. Know how he feels about you now. Know about how he feels about the area where you live, your family, the world around you. He can share with you what he feels and what he thinks about now. Just think about that. If you are able to understand how he feels about now, how he says about now, that's eternal life lived now. And that's the moment where you will be with the Lord Jesus today. Not looking at something that is historical. You think, I would love to go back and enjoy. But that person is not a historical person. You can open your eyes now. Did I lose anybody? Is this anybody didn't come back?